countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
You join us first of all this morning on a very wet and windy and winding road in County Mayo with a very popular postman, Conor Waldron. Conor, where are we?
Good morning, John. We're in a place called Kilmina. It's halfway between Westport and Newport.
And the van is packed, I can see, with parcels and letters. What's it been like these days? Because we know a lot of people are relying on the post even more so during lockdown.
It's absolutely really picked up, especially the last few weeks. A lot of the stuff has gone online naturally, but we've also noticed not just the big companies that are people are ordering from, like Amazon and them. We see stuff coming from small Irish companies now that we would never have seen coming through the post, which is great, and it has made us busy.
Lots of parcels, lots of letters, and birthday cards, as in the case of one house here.
Morning, Anne. How are you?
Morning, Conor.
How are you doing?
Nice to see you smile again.
How do the celebrations go?
Ah, sure, Brian.
Oh, I see the man. He's in there himself.
Great man in his big,
are you, Mike?
His big 80 there.
And whose birthday was it?
It was my husband's birthday. Michael is 80 years old today and a great man. He has survived two strokes and he refuses to give in. He's worked hard all his life.
Fair play to him. That's why you've got all the cards, is it?
Oh, that's only half them.
Does Michael want to say anything, or is he a man that talks?
You don't want to be interviewed, Michael Marone.
We'll sing you happy birthday, Michael.
I think in a rural area, the postman has always been an important visitor, because he might be the only visitor at a lot of houses some days, particularly where people are on their own. Have you met people who are isolated, or maybe a little bit lonely, or maybe more wanting to hang on to for a quick word with you in the mornings lately?
Absolutely, and I don't mind. I love that. That's all part of it, you know. The social aspect of this, especially in your own social life, you're not meeting people anymore. So I meet everyone out here, and we have a good laugh and a bit of crack, and always, you know, it's lovely to talk to the people. They're very friendly down here.
Okay, well, the wind and rain is coming thick and fast at us here. We better let you keep driving on, Conor. We'll talk in a while.
Okay, John, okay.
How are you doing?
Hello, how are you? I'm going chicken.
That's okay.
You know the story. Keep out doing chicken.
Don't put it on the radio, so I'm trying to get away from it.
I'm Mae Kinning anyway.
Sean Kinning.
Is there trouble in the house here on this run?
No, thank God.
We're too long together now for any trouble.
Mae, expecting Santy, but in the meantime, it's just Conor, the postman. Does he bring you good things as well?
He will round Christmas, please God.
The only fault I have of him, he brings us me too many bills. If he could hide some of them.
I'd have burned an auto for you.
I'd get cards, and that's the trouble now. I've a low chance now for Christmas. But who'll do the writing?
You or Sean, Mae?
Well, Sean, no. But he'll tell you all his relations you have to send them to.
Well, our next stop on the post run today is the Pilgrim's Rest Nursing Home at Barley Hill. Madeline Ryan, Director of Nursing. Happy to talk to me outside today, because you're not having visitors, obviously.
Yes, one of the positives of COVID was the increase in the free post delivery to the nursing home, and we've definitely seen that here.
So it's the students of Skolporic in Westport that have sent you these lovely candles of hope. These would make lovely decorations for Christmas, or even before then, to hang up in someone's room and brighten them up.
Every resident got one, and there's a little personalised message on the back of it. So I have one here from Laura. My name is Laura. I made this candle so you would know I was thinking about you. I hope you are keeping well and happy.
Oh, that's lovely. So while visitors are obviously not allowed here at the Pilgrim's Rest, Kathleen Lavelle from Ochagour, or Islanady originally, you were telling me, Kathleen, has obliged me by coming to the window here for a chat. So I'll stand out in the rain. And Madeline, the nurse, is going to help us out with the microphone as well.
Oh, I get the post regular, really. There's no weeks that I don't get some care from some of them.
So what about what you got from the children?
Sarah and Eliza and Dunica and Fiocca.
So Kathleen would have got homemade cards from her grandnieces and nephews for Halloween, with the odd bar of chocolate thrown in.
Club mix. There's no chocolate left. It's all gone now. Keep the letters coming. I want to get more chocolate.
Well, my next stop is Kilmina Post Office, and I can see Crowpatrick in the background. What a beautifully located post office. Can I ask your name and where you're from?
I'm Anne Quinn. I'm from Inniscuttle.
An island, is it?
But we're accessible by the causeway. But the causeways are covered by the sea at times.
As long as the tides are with you, you're not too isolated.
We were always restricted in travels. So it wasn't something new. And we'd never go to town for a small thing. We'd accumulate over the week, maybe want to get this, this, this and this, and we'd go on one journey. So lockdown wouldn't have been hugely
major. What a lot of people are doing now. So we're learning to live like islanders.
Yes, possibly. Yeah, possibly.
And it's Mags Duffy is the postmistress.
Well, we have seen an increase in business during lockdown, especially in the packets and letters, more and more, because people realise the benefits of shopping local and knowing your own people. It's not people you can trust. And Post had a letter that you could, a postcard that you could send to people free of charge. And it was lovely to see people using that, because when you see a handwritten letter, you can tell from that letter, from that handwriting, how that person is that is writing, and it is a message in itself.
Morning, Mary. Morning. How are you?
Morning,
how are you doing?
Connor.
A few letters for you today. How are you keeping?
I'm keeping that.
Rolling fields and sheep running round in front of us there. Yes. Are they your sheep?
They are not my sheep. They're the other side of the river.
Okay.
Where we are in a beautiful...
What do I hear on your farm? Is that ducks or geese?
That's a duck. I have a few ducks, so okay. and a few hens. My husband has passed away, so that's kind of leaving me on my own, but I don't mind. I have my son, who's in the house just there beside me, and he's just gone to work, and... Yes.
Tell me about your husband. What was his name?
He was Michael Hastings. Michael was a gentleman.
When did Michael pass?
June. Mm-hmm. Around June.
Very tough time to lose somebody.
Absolutely. Someone so close to you. Someone so good to me. He was my companion. Mm-hmm. My dearest.
Have people been writing to you a lot? I suppose the word mass cards and letters, things like
was.
That.
Loads. Loads. You know, when people write to me, it helps. I've three sons and one daughter, Kathleen. Now, Kathleen is in New York.
Yeah, you can tell her you're going to be on the radio.
Can I say that? Kathleen, I'm going to be on the radio, and I'm on the radio.
You're sending out a message to Kathleen in New York this morning.
Yeah, and that Kathleen, that I love you, yourself and your husband and your family.
Well, hopefully you'll get to see them before too long again. But in the meantime, the letters and the cards and the calls, they'll keep coming.
Yeah.
Mary, thanks so much. Lovely to meet you.
Yeah. Oh, you're a gentleman too as well. Yeah, you're a nice man. You have a lovely smile.
I love a good smile.
I do. Nice, pleasant smile. And
Mary, I can see why Connor comes here every morning with the compliments.
Oh, yes. See you tomorrow, Mary. Thanks so much for that. All right.
Now, I'm still blushing from Mary's compliments there. Thanks to a lovely lady, Mary Hastings, there, and her friendly postman, Conor Waldron, and everyone I met along his route in Kilmina. Conor's a great example of OnPus community focus, helping many people through lockdown, from a check-in service for senior citizens and vulnerable customers to arranging newspaper and shopping deliveries. And that's with the help of other community groups and charities like Alone. And remember, OnPus will ensure free delivery of all card and letter mail posted to and from residents of nursing and care homes by writing free post where the stamp normally goes. And a listener, Paul Matthews, has tweeted at RTE Countrywide to say, John, where we live in the countryside, the postman is the only person my parents might see. He takes his time to see how they are. And even if it's only a few seconds, it means a lot. It certainly does.